morning. I was in a house visiting when the lady of the house said, "What do you think about all my stuff?" She was obviously a collector of memorabilia. There were family photographs all over the walls. There were ornaments on every surface, and brass objects hanging from every possible vantage point. She was a hoarder. As she asked her question, I was thinking of another lady in a nursing home who said to me, "Look around this bare room, Mr. Noble. This is my world now. I've had to downsize a lot to come here. I used to have a house full of things. I was a hoarder. In fact, I got a bigger house because of all my stuff, but I just filled the bigger house too. This one room, which I now live in, is all I really need. I was wrong before to amass so much unnecessary luggage." There's an old hymn which says, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." We're just pilgrims on earth, en route to our eternal life in heaven. We say that, but we don't always live like it. We build ever bigger homes. We cram them full with stuff, as if we were going to be here for 1,000 years. I said to the first lady, with a bit of a cheeky smile, "It's going to take a lot of black bags to hold it all." She said, "Don't tell me I'm going to die." I thought to myself, "You haven't worked that one out yet?" But I actually said, "I don't mean you're going to die soon, but with all this stuff, you'll need a long time to gradually downsize, or else it will be the family's big problem and a black bag binge." Jesus said, "Don't spend your life amassing treasures on earth, where moth and rust corrupt, where things wither and perish. Instead, spend your life amassing treasure in heaven,